Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace Simone.
What it do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out podcast a la carte.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. I am Bree Tiasi, and I have the honor of sitting with Simone and Pretty V. Yes. And this is where we control the mic.
We here, y'all. I took a little nap after work today.
Yes,
and we
girl.
Back to the grind.
The grind. Mm-hmm. Today is going to be a great, great, great show.
I'm nervous about today.
I'm excited. I'm fans, I'm supporters, mm-hmm. I'm nervous. This crowd, I'm excited.
I'm with you, I'm nervous.
Because they never stop. Mm-hmm. It's going to be roasting, it's going to be
this,
it's going to be wild style.
Blackness on the stage, men, kings. So how's everybody feeling? I mean,
you know how we feel it.
We have a big show today.
Yeah,
legends walking in
these
the
guys
today.
Are just... They like the OG. You know what? I think that was actually my first podcast in history that I was actually a guest of. The 85 South Show.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. Like, being on that show. I think that was the first podcast I was a guest of. And that was years ago. And when I first met Carlos and Chico, it was before.
I'm so excited to see these iconic brothers, these legendary brothers, these comedians. I mean, they're so dope. And I know they're going to come in here and bring that energy. And we're so excited to have 85 South show as a guest. I mean, you already know how I'm starting for DC Young Fly and Chico Bean and Carlos Miller all day, every day. So I'm so excited to see these brothers come in and sit with us and chop it up about what they have going on. They've been in the game for a long time, and I'm such a fan. So without further ado, y'all, give it up for 85 South Show.
Chico almost fell.
I let you have it.
Chocolate, black, and caramel. Hey, Chico.
Hello. Hey, it's not even. It's
just talk, Carlos.
Hello, B. Simone. Is that what you like?
Hello,
to
Chico
hear?
B.
What's up, B? What's up, baby? How you?
You know, we chilling.
Y'all got a podcast now?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Yeah. What you mean, you guess? Y'all been doing it.
Wow. We've been doing it.
So the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, we are here.
Wow.
So now y'all are on our podcast, and I was on y'all podcast. That was the first podcast I ever been on in my life.
We discovered B. Simone.
We did.
She was a hairstylist. And then I kept telling her every time, like, you're going to blow up. She's
like, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. So y'all know Brie?
Hell yeah, Carlos, I don't know
as well as Los does, but I do know who she is.
Nah, we don't
I
know each other.
Much passion
we don't know each other privately. We just know each other.
Well, damn.
How y'all know each other?
Oh, you know, we work at Wild and Out.
He's so cute.
We have a lot of the same friends.
Because if y'all don't know these three, I know DC's not here, but Carlos, Chico, and DC. Chico is like, he gonna be a little more reserved.
Very much.
Tell you exactly his opinion, the real uncut. This is how I think. Carlos ain't gonna hold nothing back. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Man, that shit's stupid as hell. Right. And then, you know, DC is wild. So all three of those personalities together is just like.
Yeah.
But Jesus. They never clash. So that's the funny
there's nothing
part about
that's
it.
Filtered on y'all. Because, you know, sometimes I'll be like, okay, don't say that. Or that.
Yeah.
Y'all don't give a fuck. And that's why y'all are so successful, because y'all are very, very, very mm-hmm. open and true to who y'all are.
Yeah. And then plus, we're not saying nothing that we will need to apologize for. Like,
I mean, to some people, sometimes, you know, like when people are closed-minded, but I'm saying y'all aren't scared of expressing exactly what is in y'all's mind. And that's what has brought y'all success, in my opinion. Y'all are so raw and
uncut. That's the thing. There's no such thing as not offending somebody every time you say anything.
I totally agree with that.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. No matter what your opinion is.
There is no safe statement or safe opinion to have, especially today. So you can't really concern yourself with people who, you know, it's like the rule of 10, you know what I mean? It's something that I believe in, you know what I mean? It's the rule of 10. It's going to be 3 people who love you, 3 people who can't stand you, and 4 people who don't know who the fuck you are.
Oh, Vina, let's play a game. Fuck, marry, kill.
How you go from that to that? What the fuck type shit is that?
Brie, you over here sipping wine all slow.
I don't know what's happening right now.
You're next, Brie. Get your
But I have a question.
Hey,
though.
You don't want to answer?
I know, but let's get back to the 85 and then we'll play.
Okay.
So,
it's a good game.
I know. Play whenever.
Fuck no.
Okay. I would definitely like marry Chico.
Chico don't want to get married. That's the wrong answer. Because, baby, you will be left at home.
Okay, marry DC.
Let's just go marry ahead. DC?
I'm going to marry DC.
We
have a best man wedding. So food. I can see me and
nigga,
DC.
That leave me to get killed.
No, I told him to kill me.
No, you can't volunteer yourself. This
so
bitch
you
want to kill
DC.
Me.
I would marry DC.
I don't where got shit go? Else to say.
But he said F. You got an F.
Fuck, marry, kill. So you will marry DC. You will fuck
Chico and kill me. Fuck Vina. I knew I never liked that bitch.
Really, Carlos? Anyway,
yeah, this changes everything.
No, I do not, because I didn't even say nothing.
You did, nigga. Ain't nobody left.
No, because I ain't say out.
Let her get it out.
Man, go
no,
on
you
the next
say first.
Who, me?
Yes.
Kill DC.
So who would you marry?
Both of them.
Nope. No, I hate these people.
No. Who would you marry? Out of Chico or Carlos?
I would marry Carlos.
Bullshit. I'm dead.
You would just have
I'm dead.
To do it to me. What type
you
should have
went first. I'm dead. I don't know how you gonna marry dead.
What type of color purple setup you got going on? I would just have to do it to Chico.
Don't even play.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't kill you, and I could not do anything with DC. One of my best friends is his baby mama. And I wouldn't, even if she wasn't. Jesus. She's so beautiful. I'm like, what the fuck was you thinking? And then, you know, Chico doesn't want to get married. So if I marry somebody, I would try to take a risk of being loved back. So it'd have to be Carlos. And I would just do it to
Chico. Damn, just because I don't want to get married don't mean I don't know how to love.
You can love, but I want to get married.
But he might fuck around and change. You rich as fuck. So he might marry you.
And B. Simone ain't got no car. I wouldn't marry her.
Bro, she got money.
I don't give a fuck. She ain't got no car. How much money she got? She not managing that shit properly. She ain't got no goddamn car.
She managing
$56,000 Uber bill at the end of the year. Bitch,
real.
I want a divorce. This
I
shit
swear.
Is
I
really
don't pay even for know. Convenience.
I don't even
driving
know how to look at Vina
I agree.
No more.
You don't know how to look at Vina no more.
You want to kill me.
Ain't no way.
I never said I wanted to kill you, Carlos.
I couldn't do it.
That was all that was left.
It was, I married DC, I bought Carlos, I killed Chico.
I'm glad, because I wouldn't be able to do it to you either.
But no, I want
to
give you guys
a look at you in your eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm an Aries.
I don't want to do this no more. My dick going down. This shit don't make no sense.
And then you still going to be fucking her knowing she killed your partner. That was a stupid ass game. Why y'all don't never play fuck, marry, suck somebody dick? Why a nigga gotta be dead?
That's a
I ain't
one.
Never did shit to you.
Right. That's some
that's
really
what they need to change
day.
The game to.
Fuck
marry, suck
somebody
dick.
Yeah. Okay, can it be fuck, marry,
nope.
Get
fuck, marry, suck somebody dick.
What? Oh
my God. I'm definitely not sucking DCs.
You wanted to marry
him.
Man, what platform is this going on?
The internet.
I hope y'all not putting this shit on nothing with a network behind it, because
this
shit is
going
not going
to
fly. This episode.
Now we got to stop right there. We'll be back with more of Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Let's go.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I want to give you your flowers. DC is here and he's in his absence. I want to just say thank you so much for all that you guys have done for the culture. Black kings and just strong-minded. I mean, I was boopsing you up before y'all walked down and just saying how like honored I am to call you guys my brothers, my friends, my castmates. I mean, I have went to all three of you guys individually and just asked for advice on how I was on stage or what can I work on, what can I fix. And just want to say thank you so much for just everything that you guys have brought in the comedic world as well.
Right.
So I just want to say, what do you guys see 85 South Show in the next 5 years? Like, what's the goal for 85 South Show?
I hate that question.
It's about to be the biggest thing. You think it's big now, that it's not. We're still building it and shaping it and really turning it into what we see it as.
Mm.
It's the next network, man. We got so many ideas. You know, like between the three of us, we just got a big whiteboard full of shit. Yeah.
I mean, and me personally, I've never liked that question. Like, where do you see yourself in the next this, that, and that?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think it's wrong with anybody who believes in it, but I just know that you limit yourself to your own thought process when you try to create an answer in that capacity, because I always liken it to, you know, I use the example of if somebody would have came up to me when I was an open micer in the Greensboro Comedy Zone and explained and broke down what my career had been up until this point, the shit would have sounded unreal
crazy
to me.
Yeah. Right.
And I would have never been able to even formulate my mind to put those type of thoughts out into the universe. So I don't never limit myself to what I can think.
Yeah. Yep.
I never do that. Like, I never limit myself to what I believe or what I think things can be, because you know, you kind of hinder yourself. It's nothing wrong with having goals and aspirations, but I just think that people try to set unrealistic goals to fit a narrative that society thinks you're supposed to have when you are successful or in the entertainment industry, and you have a lot of people who short out and, you know what I mean, end up feeling like failures because they didn't accomplish some shit that wasn't in their cars anyway.
Well, what you saying at Chico, would y'all rather have success or success or respect? I'm sorry, you said success or respect.
Success.
Why?
Because everybody ain't gonna respect you anyway.
That part.
It's not.
I say the same thing.
That shit's subjective as hell. If you're successful, you can just pick and choose to go to all the places that you know you're gonna be respected.
Right.
The benefits of success. Right. I don't have to be around your negativity.
I'm over here.
I'm going where people respect my mind.
That's very
plus
true.
When you're successful, there's so many other fringe benefits that come with that.
That's true.
People want to be your friend.
So I got a city girls question. You know, the word flew that. Okay. Flew that. We know that word. We know what Carisha and JC said on the song flew that. Okay, so if you get flew, anybody, whoever, TTKK, one of your girls, one of your side chicks, whoever, I don't want to bust nobody's bubble. But if they get flued out, are you guys expecting sex with the flued out?
Man,
we so grown at this point. I don't even care.
Really?
And I went to sleep on her ass. I promise you.
I know you right.
I'm like, we ain't even fucked, man. We slept good, though.
Yeah,
man,
that's more important.
Good rest down there.
Nah, I don't, you know, like you said, it's just different with me. I'm too forward in my, you know, communication to ever be in a gray area about what's going on. So
I'm not the type of guy that would take a chance.
Yes?
I'm not going to take a chance.
No, that's
also
the thing. I'm not a person that's going, like, when you say flew out, it's a stigma around what that mean. Like, I like you. Let me fly you somewhere to potentially make you like me enough to give me some pussy. I don't play that game.
So you saying I'm flying you out, we fucking?
If I'm flying you anywhere, we've already fucked.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not about to take no chance.
I never had before.
Like, how does that work if you meet somebody on social media?
I don't.
Nah.
Really?
No.
Wow.
So how do you meet girls?
What you mean? In real life.
They're older.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm still outside. Like, you know what I mean?
He's like, in the world.
Outside. In the world.
Like, outside means the same to me
it's
as
it COVID,
did.
It's COVID, so.
Nah, I'm, yeah. I mean, but it's just, you know. I think it's just a, get your old ass out of here. Your titties ain't even big enough for your back to be hurting like that. You're too young.
I'm telling you. Yeah, but like she's 55. It's
like I don't participate in certain, you know, narratives and games. That shit don't interest me at all. So it's just certain things I'm not even gonna subscribe to. All that extra unnecessary. And I ain't mad at nobody. It's kind of like with the strip club. Like,
right.
I don't think you should be in the strip club if you're not tipping, which is the reason why I don't go, because I know I'm not gonna give you bitches no money.
Oh. So
that's
you
just
say
what
you
it
bitches.
Is.
Look right at me.
No, not you. I don't know. I know you don't. Well, I don't know if you strip, but if you do, congratulations. I hope you're doing well.
I'm not giving you any money if I was in that club.
You won't see me. You know what I mean? Nah. So it's just, it makes life easier at this stage of life because you end up, you know, the internet
is
always a young man's game.
This is how I see it.
Super young man's game. You know what I'm saying?
I've had times in my life where I didn't have money, but I ain't never not got some pussy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Even at my lowest of low.
The brokest of brokest. Yeah.
Even when I was damn near underground.
And there still was some pussy around.
And still was some pussy around.
And that's what
and
it
it's
is.
So funny we're talking about this because we talked about relationships and stuff. We had this conversation like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we should have said.
What about relationships?
It was so crazy, the conversation.
I mean, we just, you know, talking about girls and
fucking
and
up
some relationships. Of these questions, I'm like, I already know Chico's answer.
Y'all fuck the women fuck up a lot of relationships.
What?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Because it's just like, you just don't put enough pussy in the atmosphere in enough time.
Oh, is
you
that wanna it?
Do all the, see it's like y'all want
<That's>
all this time getting to know a motherfucker. And that's the waste of time. Because I ain't even that motherfucker no more. I don't even know how to tell you. But
and that's it. I ask women that all the time. What you think you know about a man before you give him some pussy?
Yeah, because pussy ain't no reward or a treat.
Oh.
It ain't. You can't reward me with pussy. Like, girl, I'm grown. You
better what's a fight. Treat? Like, what's a reward?
What you mean? What's the reward? Fly me out.
I've actually mean? Done that before. I talked about that on y'all's podcast.
Fly me out and figure out if I'm going to give up this dick or not. I'm attractive too. Shit.
Me,
you ain't getting no pussy.
Alone,
I'm glad you said something. I ain't planning on fucking your little thin ass edges either.
You know what I mean? Peace of mind is the treat.
You might
me.
Fuck around and see some shit that make you not even ask for the pussy. Right. Like, hey, I saw that box open in the bathroom. You cool?
Oh my God.
Look, if your woman get up and take her purse to the bathroom with her, I don't even ask for no pussy. I'm trying to find the exit at that point.
Wait,
right
why, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
You don't want to find out.
It's that's something the in there.
I just know.
You don't want to find out. There's some shit in there. She
if
don't
she
want
leave,
you to take out
she,
that motherfucker.
If she take her purse to the bathroom, you ain't getting no
so
pussy.
So could y'all date a girl that make more money than y'all?
Hell yeah. We looking for that type of women right
what
now.
What you mean?
Are they listening to this?
I want a woman to make way more money than me.
I'm hell talking yeah. about
y'all both
a substantial amount
more. Yeah, tremendous.
I want her to be a billionaire.
I'm talking about
I'm
say,
y'all Marcus
Dahlin.
So.
I go there. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Get me Eartha Kitt off Boomerang.
Man.
I take that task.
I love that movie.
Please.
Yeah, nah. Because, you know, it's a lot less. It takes
pressure
away
on y'all.
Not even pressure, because pressure don't, you know, we good with pressure. It's not even about the pressure. It's just more so about it takes away that element of being in a situation with a man and a woman where you are expected to be a certain way on both ends. So now we get to really see who we are, because that elephant that's usually in every room is out of there.
I love that.
Right.
Though.
And she got enough money to make herself happy. Mm.
Yeah,
that's what you got.
But don't you think
for?
Gender roles are a little different now? Before it was like the women took care of the household and the men worked. So like, what is the line now? Now we work and we take care of the household, and you gotta split everything. Like, what does that mean?
That's
what are y'all
just
looking for?
Split everything.
Split?
Do you
want to sit? I don't believe
know. In 50-50 split.
That's what I'm saying.
No such thing as 50-50.
You gotta keep in mind we're living in the most expensive time in the world right now.
Yeah.
Goddamn, they want to hold traditions and values from 4 years ago. A new house was
4 years ago.
I'm saying from 40 years ago.
Oh, okay,
when a new house was
$7,000. Right. But people were making less
money. That's
$7,500.
Your grandmother's house cost $5,500.
And it took them 40 years to pay that off.
Crazy. So it's that's like, what I'm saying.
And she died owing $5,000 on that.
You know what I mean? So
her payments were 32 cents for 197 years. Right. With an 83% interest rate.
Right. And, but the that fucked up part is grandpa was making $2 a week, but he was knocking them dead.
And he had three families.
He was taking care of $2 a week, guaranteed.
Okay, let's get into it. Can men be monogamous? Mm.
Yes, if they want to be.
Yeah.
That's what y'all don't understand.
You don't believe
that? Y'all act like men are broken.
I believe that in the name of Jesus. Get that spirit away from me.
Men aren't broken. Men make decisions.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Just like anything else.
Are you worthy of that?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
If we agree to it, I'm worthy of the truth. That's why I fuck with Chico's perspective. Chico be like, what's up, baby? I got about six bitches to the left. You gonna be the next one to the right. You wanna... Like, hell no. All right. Nice to meet you, beautiful. See you on the flip side, my sister. And then he get on out the way. Chico is just up front from day one.
I hate the interpretation of the way I talk to you. Me sound like a motherfucking cat daddy from the Prohibition era. Like, I'm not out here talking to bitches like Duke Ellington. What the fuck are you talking about?
He talk like that, but the 2021 version. Yeah, like, hello, beautiful. Let me just discuss something with you.
Right, out here got me out here talking like Cab Calloway.
Then it be two girls behind him when he having the conversation like, dude.
You a sweet Sheba.
Right, you know what I mean?
Chico is smooth and he's honest. I think that's the only problem with this generation, or not even this generation, just some men in general. They're not honest. If you don't want to be monogamous, just say that.
Stop asking shit.
I'm okay with honest.
Stop asking shit.
No, just tell the truth.
I'd rather
you
just say that.
Y'all tell the truth with anything else.
Let me ask y'all as women a question. Why do you want monogamy?
Mine is for spiritual, religious reasons.
Oh my God, shut up.
Oh, you look confused. Why do you want monogamy?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because what's better than building and having a relationship with one person and growing old and you
doing what the fuck?
It's for personal beliefs.
There are so many things better than that. You're like, what's better than that? You are crazy.
But why do you have to share?
I'm not saying you have to do anything. What I'm asking is, why do you want that? Where does that desire come from?
Exactly.
I think it stems from religion. I think it stems from the way you're raised. I think it stems from personal desires.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever challenged that frame of thought in your mind and seen if anything else was...
Of course. I'm very open-minded.
You have? And very what made you say that was something that you didn't want to do when you tried to do it differently?
Are you saying me being
other than monogamy?
I mean, honestly, now I'm at a different place where I'm not actually against it. I'm okay with it.
What,
but originally,
okay.
But originally, I was very dead. So I've been married. I'm divorced real quick. It was very simple. But like, in that, my mindset was definitely...
Jesus. Hold up, look at her with the judgment
eyes. It was. Anytime
we
talk about marriage...
Let's make it her with the judgment eyes.
No, I was out. I was done. It was too much.
Okay, so what was now, the last straw in the marriage that made you leave?
I mean, what we were saying, be honest. If you're not honest about who you are, if you're lying, if you're cheating, if you're this or you're that, you're whatever...
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? Single. We should have just never got married. We should have never done any of that. You should have just told me and we could have just... kept it moving. I could choose to stay knowing you're that way, or I can meet someone else hoping
and that's what Chico
I get what I want.
No, you believe
good.
In that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Chico, and you believe in being honest and real.
I know that majority of women who claim they want honesty don't. You just assume you do. You say you want a man to keep it 100 with
that's
you, but you ain't never had a nigga keep it 20 with you. So you don't know what that other 80% entails when it comes to a man's honesty. You
I don't
think
agree
you
with
want
that.
100% from a man because the pain of what lies make you feel makes you think that the opposite has to be better.
Because niggas be 100% halfway through the relationship.
No, but no.
Be 100% day one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in love with you, and now, of course, I don't want to hear that you're cheating on me.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's the thing. Like,
well, whatever happened in between you falling in love and him cheating on you is that's a whole death to him. That's the fallout right there. You falling in love, he over there like, I gotta get the fuck away from her, goofy.
That's the problem. I need say some, that day one. I need don't some, say it day it six, 365.
No. Man, before that man ever cheated on that woman, he told her what he needed.
Well, he showed you.
He asked for it.
You know
you're
I mean?
Not gonna just keep asking for what you want and not getting it.
So you just go cheat.
And it's not cheating at this point.
What?
You made the decision to not give me what I wanted. And how you going to be mad that somebody else did?
The question was, can men be monogamous?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I need to hear in my spirit.
Yeah, they can be monogamous.
But I feel like
I ain't never even.
No, that's not what you said the other day. No, your answer was.
I believe men can be monogamous until, I believe men are as faithful as their options.
I don't think it's gonna be monogamous to you though, because you got so much.
No, that's not.
You believe so much bullshit. Ain't no nigga gonna put up with all that.
What?
That shit she be doing.
What's she doing?
That's the type of shit that's gonna make a nigga like, oh my god, if I hear this shit one more fucking time.
But nah, I think that a man is as faithful as his options, and I think that every man has a choice to make. As you said, it's a choice, but. The messed up part about it is, at least from a male perspective, is the credit that I feel like a man should get for the task of not doing the things that are available to him. And not being able to get any of the credit for that.
She was like, what you want, a cookie?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why.
That's like being like, I have a gun and I didn't kill anybody today. Exactly. I should get a reward.
No, that's two totally different things. It's two totally different things, because you can have a gun and not kill nobody, but if you have a gun and motherfuckers running up to you to do shit to try to make you kill them and you don't, you deserve credit for not shooting a motherfucker.
No, you don't get a reward for doing what you're supposed to do.
But who determines what a person is supposed to do? Like, now I can understand if we come into an agreement and I say, all right, it's just going to be me and
that's
you.
That's what we're talking about.
If it's just going to be me and you at the same time and we make that decision, don't make it seem like the effort that I'm putting forth as a man is diminished just because you feel like that's what I'm supposed to do.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Listen, you agreed to come to work on time every day. You ever been late?
I see three women, and then between the three of y'all.
So let's just say you've been working for a company for 10 years, right? You've never been late before. Never been late. 10 years, your 10th.
Man, you don't have to do this long ass explanation for these motherfuckers. Fuck them and them six niggas that they mad at. We ain't gotta sit here.
We're not about to try to help them understand
the shit that niggas did to them or none of that. Fuck that. They know what they did. They're gonna sit there and play the victim. They ain't gonna never tell you about the shit that they did.
Oh, that's another thing. They did a bunch of shit. You did a and that's the fucked up part about this shit.
They done got this money and got these successes and sponsors. Fashion Nova. I'm not about to sit here and try to explain niggas better to you. You pick these niggas who treat you all fucked up and shit like that and then want to say, niggas do that. Yeah. No, them niggas did that. Men can be faithful.
Ooh, he's so hurt.
Men can be monogamous.
No, that's another fucked up.
Y'all want to play the victim in so much shit.
That's another fucked up perspective right there. But
this
like
lady
then
got married and spent $75,000.
What'd you spend $75,000 on?
A wedding. And then gonna get divorced over some lies. Girl, if you don't sit the fuck back and play with that toaster.
A year.
Wow. You didn't invite everybody you know and said you finna stay with this person forever.
In front of the same God.
But won't tell
them
why y'all broke up.
Right. And that's the thing. If you come, like I was saying, you go to work on your 10th year anniversary and they let you go because you was late for two minutes and you get fired for being at that job for 10 years, do you think that's fair? Would that make sense to you?
Look,
no, it's not. It is the same thing. It is the same thing. I'm gonna tell you why it's the same thing, because you don't understand what the reality of walking outside and being a man entails.
That's right. That's what I was about to say.
Women live longer than men.
You gonna have some years after we did to have another motherfucker. So shut up.
That is true.
When you live 10, 15 years longer than the nigga that you love. So when he did, you gonna be slutting it up like I did my part. I was faithful for 32 years. I only slept with James until he died. Thank God. It was in my spirit. Shut up.
Carlos, Who else will hurt?
Okay. Who hurt me? I hate that. Who hurt me? I hate that perspective because that's the first thing a woman say to you when you say some shit that's opposite of what they believe. Who hurt you?
Nobody.
Stop talking to me, bitch. That's who hurt me. You hurt the fuck out of me right now with this dumb shit.
Okay, but listen to the logic, though. If men are so bad, why would I be the one hurt? I would be some bitches out here hurt because I did something, right?
Let's make this very clear.
You don't be the victim. You can't be the victim and the villain.
I believe I need a man. For certain things, maybe not financially, but I need a man. I love men. I do not believe men are bad. I do not believe all men are toxic. I do not believe every man is a fuckboy. I don't believe that.
Well, listen to these terms.
You was the one selling the fuckboy t-shirt.
He said,
"You got
I
a
never
whole,
had a fuckboy t-shirt.
What you had with fuckboy on it? You had a whole line of fuckboy.
I didn't sell
boy.
Anything
you had
with
a fuckboy detox
tea. I had a t-shirt that said, you're my boyfriend. I was manifesting a man, and I got one.
You had a whole goddamn campaign selling fuckboy juice or something. Did she sell fuckboy juice?
She said she had something. She was fucking boys on something.
She ignoring that. She was selling fuckboy juice supposed to make you lose weight or something and make you coochie smell.
But that's the thing. Just putting stuff in my mouth. There's nothing with fuckboys I sold.
That. That's the thing. What you just saying, all of these terms that everybody use now, toxic and all this shit. But the reality is, a lot of people are subscribed to the shit that they are told every day by their phone and other motherfuckers.
100%.
You don't even know.
Brainwashed.
Toxic didn't exist 3 years ago. Wasn't nobody saying that shit, but now everybody toxic. Me. That nigga been doing the same shit he was doing 3 years ago that he doing now. Now you got a new term for it, so you putting a new label on the nigga.
Yeah.
No, it don't work like that. The reality is most people don't know who the fuck they are. So how you trying to make somebody happy and you don't know who you are? You out here trying to live a dream that somebody else wrote for you.
Trauma.
You
all need to heal.
All my niggas who watching this, keep doing your thing.
Every Wednesday.
Keep lying. Keep cheating on these women. Fuck these. Do your thing. Don't fuck that. She lying.
And as a nigga who tell the truth, lie.
What?
Stop. Lie. Listen, take it from a nigga who's
just
honest.
Lie.
That shit don't work
it
in
don't
your
work.
Favor.
She goofy.
No way.
You know why it don't work?
Because
women make up shit in their mind.
What? Right.
Just make up shit.
Oh, Chico don't believe that.
Whole Lord. Scenarios.
Lord.
You act like the reality is, as a man, when you come to a woman and tell her the truth immediately, that breaks that wall down of her knowing who you are, but at the same time, you immediately like, it's like somebody let a pit bull out on your
ass. That's on her.
You'll never know who I am. I'm Batman. Fuck you. I'm tell you everything that ain't me. So when you leave, I can say, ha ha, that's why you don't fucking know me and I'm leaving.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord. Okay. Crazy.
Okay,
crazy.
Well, the next question is.
But now I'm curious, like now that you have a daughter, so if you don't want to get married and you don't want that serious relationship, what are you teaching her? So she doesn't grow up thinking I gotta get married and have babies and have the white picket fence. Like what is the vision?
What I teach my daughter is you don't have to know what you want. You just have to know what you don't want. It's very simple. What you want is very easy. Yes is easy. Yes is you know what I mean? That's something we all want to do. We all want to have a good time and all that shit, but it's the shit that you don't want that causes you to go through all of the things that you go through. So as long as you establish what you don't want to deal with, then everything else you'll be able to figure out. You know what I mean? So my job is to teach my daughter the things that you don't look for. Women always ask me that when they hear my perspective, like, what if your daughter was to meet a man like you? Great. I would love for her to because she know exactly what she getting into. And if that's a decision that she want to make, I'm raising her to make the type of decisions to where she'll be able to handle herself in that regard. But one thing that I don't want her to do is get finessed out here. And even though you can't control that.
And a man like you can't control that. Any man walking in his truth
you
is
can't control
you can't control
it.
That. Because life is life.
Think about this. Think of all the times that motherfuckers got finessed and wanted to be finessed.
Right. You know
they
what I mean?
Wanted so, to, you know, like they just wanted
you can't
to play the game.
That.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you're going to go through certain things in life because that's just the way it go. But I know my baby ain't going to be asking the same questions that her mama was asking. You know
she
what
gave
I mean?
Her the tools,
the game, because that's what it
gave
is out here. It's you got to know how to understand and navigate the game.
And
that's
right.
What's wrong
plus,
with a lot of women,
keep,
in my opinion.
Keep in mind, we all get our thrills from different parts of the game. Some people don't like to be the players. They like to be the ones getting played.
Right.
Some people want to be the submissive one. Or the one who wants to be led and drove. I'm 38.
So cute.
That's what I'm saying. We spend too much energy on this shit. Really. This whole dating shit. Because the older you get and the more summers you go outside, You don't even give a fuck no more. You don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah, so, it just depends on what you want
look,
in life.
You just start being like, fuck it. I'm everybody this has age, different desires. I need three things from a motherfucker. As long as they do these three things,
so true.
I don't give a fuck if this motherfucker is an international criminal. If she say we're doing this Saturday and we do these three things and we both have fun, we might fuck, we might get too drunk to do that, but I'm going to have fun with this. Who gives a fuck?
So y'all, Carlos,
what they did in high school
single,
and who
so
they
you
used
like
to fuck last summer.
Leave a comment below and I'ma check
Don't leave me shit. I don't want nothing off the internet.
I'ma check yo.
Nah, really? Don't send me
don't
nothing.
Give me shit.
I'm through leaving motherfuckers
check your page,
up.
Don't worry about it. Comment below.
Nah,
and if
don't
you
send
want,
me shit.
So fuck with Chico.
I'm married.
Comment below.
I got eight
Chico,
kids.
Chico do not believe in monogamy, but he's taking care of all the girls he loves.
I'm not leaving.
That's the thing.
Hold up, let me finish my promo. I'm not leaving my wife and eight children to fuck with you.
He is lying.
Since they want the truth so much. Yeah.
He's lying.
So keep sending you. Just know I got a wife and eight children.
And he has one son.
And I practice that same shit that I'm a pilgrim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my religion.
Oh, what is it? Pilgrim?
Brigham Young.
Pilgrimage.
Mormonism.
Shout out to my wife and my eight children.
I cannot. But okay, and my girlfriend. Do y'all want something to make a toast with us before we go?
Because
we let y'all do the quote. Whatever you.
Did we answer all these questions?
I mean, you want some more?
Yeah, you can ask us. You made shit.
Y'all don't want to leave.
Can we ask y'all some questions?
Yeah,
let's ask
y'all
them
some questions.
Okay,
we gonna switch. This is the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, but now we gonna take a
turn. You got
turn
some good ones.
I have some 85 ones.
South Show.
Okay, right. Let's go. Let's get it. Because I was just intrigued. I didn't really say too much. I was listening to Carlos.
All right, ladies, do you believe that lingerie is sexier than t-shirt and panties?
No.
I like a loose booty in a big shirt.
Because that lace up your ass.
My thing is, it just depends. Let me tell you something.
Don't you sell lingerie or something?
You sell lingerie? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You need to start selling some t-shirts and boy shorts.
That's what I was about. I was about to say that.
For me, like I like to, when I'm in that moment to perform for my partner. So if I want to put on like some lingerie.
What you on?
I perform. I like to like if it's cute, like and it's a vibe.
But don't
like
you think lingerie is for us? I really feel like it's more for us.
Yeah,
that's
what
I do. It makes us feel sexy.
You know what else is for y'all?
On a regular
ass eyelashes.
Oh, whoa.
Don't nobody give a fuck about them eyelashes. Ladies, I'm letting you know. Listen, ma'am.
Bruh,
and that's the fucked up part.
You can't say
you
that.
You got
the big ma'am. I say ma'am.
Them motherfucking eyelashes are important, bro. Because if your girl take them eyelashes off,
you like an owl.
Baby, you better have drinking or something.
But that's the thing. That's who you really are.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep you. Nah, because if you fuck around and fall in love and then you roll over and you looking at somebody.
Well, zoom in on my face because I ain't got nothing on my
face.
That's
right, B. Simone. That's who you really are. Them your eyelashes from the Lord. The one that you, keep them because you get that mink hair put on your eye. You got these big luxurious eyelashes and then you take
it's
them off
and place.
You come out the bathroom and scare the shit out everybody at the house. I'm like, what the fuck you doing in my house? Oh, my bad, baby. I didn't even know that was you.
That's
it should
my
not
cousin
be that
Earl.
Much of
it's
a drastic change.
It is not that much
it really
of a change.
Is,
well, if it's not that much of a drastic
right
change,
not
why
much.
Is it necessary?
What you mean? Because we like
my
it.
Exactly. You like it, but the thing about it is, do you ever, that's a good question there. How much do you consider what we like in your decision making for what you do?
Zero. See,
I got ready. I said, "This is good."
There you go.
And I went out.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. And then you know
but
why?
But you still like
you
it.
You know that. You know
I have
why
never
we like
had
it?
A man be like, "Please take off them eyelashes."
But
and you know,
I,
and you've never. But
never.
You know what else has
nah,
never happened?
This on
a man
you're right.
has never saw you and be like, "Los, look at the eyelashes on that motherfucker right there."
Maybe. Well, it's for her. It's for you know, personal. Okay,
that's crazy. That means you understand. That means that we are getting dressed in the total opposite.
Right.
Oh, y'all get dressed for us?
No.
No, y'all don't.
Niggas do everything for y'all.
Everything.
No, they do, though. Literally. They do.
So you're saying
indirectly,
you gotta
in some way, shape, or form, the habits that you formed have been based on what everything has been based on the interaction with a woman.
Every guy that I've talked to, I agree with that, have got dressed for me. Like, oh, I just thought you would like this. I thought this would be dope for you. I thought this would whatever. I think for us too, we'll be cute, but for them, it's like, well, we're not asking their opinion. Like, you like
some men. Some men get dressed in clothes that they don't even like because women like them. You know exactly. You see,
not want to put on that goddamn linen suit to go to that white party, but he knew that it was going to be some women in there who was going to tell, ooh, you killed them with the linen. Like, that's
okay, ask another question.
Okay, I got a question for y'all. Like, as women, you always hear women say this, like, you know, about men and all that and this, that, and the third. What what qualities do you have other than pussy that make you feel like you deserve a man of your own?
He said your own.
Oh.
A man of your own. Yours. Like a man that, that belongs to you.
Man, you've been
like,
describing the whole time. The monogamous dude who tells
the knight in shining armor. The nigga from the Tyler Perry movie that come in.
What do you have to offer
I'm asking.
Like, who wants these type of men?
I'm just saying, and Jet, I'm talking about the fairy tale love story that most majority of women were raised to believe is entitled to them.
I mean, okay, like what are your core values?
Who cares?
That's no, because
I'm telling you, it's our turn. I mean, it sounds good in conversation. We are men. Nobody cares about that shit.
No, she's trying to say what she has to offer.
I'm letting you know core that values, nobody gets 2021. Don't nobody give a fuck if you can clean up the bathroom.
How are you gonna ask a question and I'll let her answer it?
I am. I'm telling you that it's like, okay, we're asking, what do you have that's interesting to it? And it's like, no, you haven't said anything. That's like, ooh, that's
why
good
I
shit.
Said, what are her core values?
Let me give you a little bit of game from a male perspective or something that you could say that would make that would pique a man's interest in
so I'm God fearing, I'm independent, that entrepreneur.
Is, I'm talking
about, just like, I'm talking about like a basic, leader. Just like, I am I'm very loyal, I'm respectful, I have like core values. To me, core values, I want a man who is family oriented. Like there's different things that
oh my God, this shit was the shit in 1946.
I mean, so what do y'all want now? Good
that's
pussy
what I'm saying. I don't
and
get
a bitch
it.
To shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
We just asked you, what do you have besides that?
I just listed a whole
list of saying that.
But I'm saying, like, the cool things and the dudes that women don't take into account. Like, for example, like, you know what I mean? Like, if just figuratively speaking, if you like, what's something that make you think you cool enough to have your own man? Like, bitch, I got 1,000 kills on Call of Duty. I'm the baddest motherfucker.
Do you have a boat in Miami? Can we go party in?
We can go buy one tomorrow if that's what you want.
I'm just saying, like, what do you have that's, like, fun?
That's what's intriguing.
I'm saying, like, say, for instance,
you got 1,000 kills. And
yes,
fucking, that's what it is.
Yes.
You guys
intriguing.
Don't really care about this. You're like,
no, we don't. I just told you that.
Fucking underwear. Like, what?
You just named a lot of nice words where you was like, I'm God fearing. I clean and cook three
bro,
course meals.
Like, I didn't say that. I believe
when you
were
sitting
there
talking about cooking,
she's like, I said I was atheist.
I'm evil. I didn't say that. I said I cook and clean and make
so
pasta.
So what's the list of things you wanted to hear?
I don't want it.
You wouldn't
want
to hear from a girl you were trying to fuck with.
Yeah, because
I'm so lost.
Well, me personally, things that I would want to hear from a woman that piques my interest.
Yes, Chico.
It's a lot that I would want to hear.
Every man is different.
Because the shit that I desire is different than what most men desire in this regard. Like, I like a woman who's confident enough to understand that bullshit that they've been teaching you is bullshit. And what I mean by that is when you come into contact with somebody that's like, look, I ain't with the bullshit. And you say, oh, okay, I understand.
So what's the list of things that you want to hear?
The list changes because each woman is different. What I get from you is different than what I get from over here. But what I get from you is not less valuable than what I get from over here. It's just...
So the stuff she said was invaluable?
Yes. It could be very valuable. But the thing is, you got to... You wouldn't have to understand. But if you fuck with me, you had to understand.
So what would you want to hear from a girl?
Just because you got all of these quality characteristics and you do all of these wonderful things and you make pasta from scratch while listening to music that they play at the Olive Garden... in the lobby, all that's cool. And I love that when I'm here, but I got a bitch who can't cook shit. But this
make moment, a nigga feel great.
But I love to be around her just because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But that's the thing, why? Because as a man, I shouldn't have to just, if I can, I shouldn't have to just be here if I'm able to be wherever I want to be.
Yeah.
And that's the way I believe. Like, women have this long laundry list of shit that a man's supposed to do.
Ask them what they'd be like, well, I'm charismatic and I can make pasta.
But here's my thing.
Nigga got to have tangible shit.
Find a man that wants to live with that.
But that's what I'm saying. As a
man. Find somebody compatible.
As a man,
if you don't
want to
be monogamous, date somebody like Chico. If you need a bitch that can cook, date her.
No, it don't work like that, B. Simone. Because as a man, not for men.
Not for you.
Not for men. It doesn't work like that. Because as a man, you got to have. Ain't no every man different. You don't. It's a bunch of faithful homeless niggas, but you ain't looking for them. It's
for
a bunch
sure.
of niggas that ain't got nowhere to stay that ain't gonna never do nothing but whatever you tell him, but you not paying that motherfucker no attention because he ain't got the checklist of shit that every woman is looking for a man to have.
Let him get it out.
No, a nigga gotta have a job, some money, a car. He gotta be able to make you feel safe, protected. make you laugh, make you feel good inside, tingly, make you excited when
ooh,
the
I
car
love
you,
a
take you places.
Take you places.
Vacation. When,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Do the woman
you
list.
Do all of that
the
shit. And then you meet a man and he has all of these characteristics and you expect him to stop using them skills because he met you and you're cooking?
Wait, what do you mean using the
okay,
skills?
Okay, but we can have three boyfriends or five right boyfriends the same too. So if we have one guy that meets one need, that's pretty much
you
what you're
already
saying.
Do.
You
say, all like, of, most about? Of y'all do.
But
all
I'm saying it, but that's what you're saying.
Niggas that's waiting in line like, in and out, just mm-hmm.
No, but to be clear, you're
is,
saying you get a woman that
agrees with your lifestyle.
Need.
Is
you
that simple?
Yes, and I don't, and me personally, I have a different perspective on that. I don't, uh-huh. I believe if you don't wake up in the morning to wash your pussy, it doesn't belong
okay,
to you.
Okay, well, whoa.
So I have no desire to, I have no desire to ever try to control what a woman does.
Chico
in
is
any
very
capacity.
Different, you guys.
I know,
no,
but
he's not. Mm. He's just like the rest of us.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Yeah. You can do whatever it is you desire
okay, so
to
do y'all have
out
any
here
more questions for us?
Do you guys have any more questions?
Yeah. Oh, y'all trying to get us out
no
of here?
No. We're ready.
Wilding out walked in this motherfucker.
No, I'm just...
Yeah, no, that's what it is. No. Oh, the boss is here. You niggas
we
can
we got more questions.
Now.
Let's hear them.
No,
we go. Let's
y'all
go.
Wanted to ask us questions? Yeah,
but what if a girl just has everything?
There's no such thing.
What? Everything.
The listener.
So here's my
fun. Wait, before we even move further. Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, this would be the perfect little setup.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the 85 Styles show.
You know she on bullshit all
the time. All the time.
She okay, tell me about me. Tell me about me.
She got an old rich white man taking care of everything.
An old rich white man?
Old rich.
Okay, tell me about me.
Do you even know anything about me or what I do or anything? Or you just stereotype me? Oh, I'm done.
Smell like Old Spice. You've been hugging an old nigga.
Oh.
Okay, what about me?
Pretty V, I think like you like, I believe you used to lead class
early. I
believe
you. This is it.
Like,
I've been knowing you for a few years.
I believe you used
years
to lead
I believe
class
you got
early
that fire head. It's both speed. That slow head and neck. That super head. Because it's just like, you play so much. I bet when you do get ready, though.
Woo. It get vicious.
Because
socks come off and you get to doing them dance moves. Let's go back in, V.
When you walk, when she walk up, I be like, oh, shit, here come
here
Angelica.
Here come that neck.
Uh-huh. Here come Angelica.
The neck you later.
Oh, my
we're
God.
We're just talking at this point.
Oh, no, we're not. No, yeah, we're not tired. It's not what it is. She's hot.
I'm hot.
She
must
have ate some pasta before she
came. It's that wine. And then she sit next to my fine ass.
Shut up.
You know what I mean?
So
why does he got that microphone
in his point?
That is not no microphone.
Is date somebody that believe in the same shit you believe in. If you don't want monogamy, date somebody that don't want monogamy.
Nah.
You want polygamy,
this
date
the,
somebody.
This the key
you want to be a pilgrim, date somebody
land
that, is that all your questions?
Wants to be
don't
a pilgrim.
Get to know a motherfucker. It'll last a lot longer.
That's so true.
That's you never shit really get to know
you
a
see,
nigga.
Bina ain't say nothing because she over here in her head, Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
No, she probably over there scared. They on to me. They know I got that neck.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I know Vina because she don't talk like she done been very, and I just want to say, I just want to give you your flowers. If you see Vina talk, what they do, pussy. Nigga, I'm like, oh, what's up, B? My nigga.
And she got that chick too. Cause she got all this shit for some.
Yeah, man, listen.
Vina knew got that chick.
I went in City Trends.
Cause she asked me the other day about a booking. She was like, should I ask for that? I was like, well, bitch, your price is high. I ain't even asking.
Nah,
for
cause I was over my little hood chick house taking the shower and she had a pretty V speaker and I had connected to the Bluetooth and I was like, that motherfucker loud though.
Listen, I went to the little, you know how you gotta go to the only grocery store, one of them grocery stores to be open like on a holiday. Mm-hmm. I went to one of them Save a Lot, so one of them, and it was mm-hmm a City Trends open. They was coming out the City Trends with that pretty V. I'm like, damn, pretty V running. They had a pretty V bag
she
in that bitch. I'm
weave
like,
and everything.
Get your headphones in and your speakers.
You
and
still sell weave?
I don't sell no weave.
I thought you had your own weave.
Mm-mm. No, I got my own lashes. I got my own speakers. I got my own shower speakers. I got
good
my own wash cleansers. I got my own, I'm creating my own sneakers. Situations. I got my own perfume coming out.
Fuck that. We coming out with some glue on beds for
so
these niggas.
Coming.
I just got to be something we can sell. God. These motherfuckers selling toenail
and then,
polish. And,
look, and then we got Bel Air too.
All
so
types of Bel Air and shit, lip gloss.
I'm coming out with a kind of
coloring books.
Oh,
they running it up. B. Simone made $1 million.
B. Simone made $1 million in 30 days.
Flyer,
and also, B. Simone got her own ice cream truck. And be some
ice
cream.
You got an ice cream truck? How you got an ice cream truck in your car? What type of fucking decision making you making?
Not an ice cream.
See what I'm saying? That's what let me know you for the shit.
I buy things that make me money. I don't buy liabilities. I buy assets.
Oh, that sounds good, but you are owner of an ice cream
truck
and can't get around.
It's not an ice cream truck. It's where she
wears her. It's a piece of beauty that makes me revenue.
Oh, I got another good-ass question, right?
This is the last question.
Here we go.
All right, check this out.
What album? Don't nobody give a fuck about you getting mad and folding your arms, sister.
What is the question, Carlos? Okay,
and B. Simone got her own warehouse. That's the biggest warehouse in Atlanta. Was one of them.
Don't tell her.
How she get there?
Don't drop the location.
That's what I want to know. How you get there?
You are stated falsity. It's the biggest warehouse. No, it's not.
But it's super big. I'm so proud of my
15,000 square.
But before we go, you know we they have to
we needed to do the toes. I was trying to do that.
But Carlos slid it out.
Okay, do it, Chico, please.
What am I toasting to?
Something just like an inspirational quote to motivate the people.
That you live by.
A quote that I live by.
Or that you recite or that you know.
Something motivational. Like that will motivate the people watching.
Yeah. Oh, I already said it.
Excuse me. Well, can you just
go? It's your nasty.
It's not me.
The fuck type shit is she farting? You burping?
Okay, it has
to. The women are wilding out. No, the niggas are wilding out. That's what y'all are. Like. You the only one in here that can keep your farts and burps in.
Thank you. Thank you.
No. But yeah, this is beautiful. My cup is empty, but my life is full. So always make sure that one or the other is always the case. God bless.
Cheers.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Face them on.
Sorry.
See, you would do that on a dick.
I'm glad
I know
wasn't
you
here.
Would. You would do that on a dick. There's no way. That'll make
I'm glad that's he wasn't here
that'll
yesterday.
Be the end of the relationship for me.
If
you be giving the niggas some head.
No.
You know what? I'm out of here.
No, this,
that
thing
is really
oh my God, it smells like goddamn Fridays. Bitch, you just burnt that goddamn Jack Daniels up on my dick. I'm out of here, B. Simone. You keep you
stressful.
And this goddamn ice cream truck. I don't need this shit. I'm out of this.
It's stressful.
Oh my God.
Chico, we love you so much. Oh my God.
Chico,
we.
My God.
Thank you so much, Chief.
All right, guys, this is the Women of Wild and Out podcast, and we'll be right back with part two.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to part two of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast.
Vina was like, I'm not saying nothing. Y'all know Vina is very spiritual. She over there praying in her head.
No, I was just listening. I love when they come through, especially I'm mad DC didn't come through. You know, that's my.
That would have been chaotic.
Yeah,
it would DC don't know what
chaotic.
He wants.
It would have been chaotic.
But you said they were telling the truth about when they, because they said, I'm full of shit. They said you give good head.
They said I give good head.
So how would they know that?
I don't know how they know that.
Because I don't know
what the word on stream, because I ain't date nobody in this industry, so they wouldn't even know that.
Giving head is stressful.
Yeah, I don't know how they know my business.
It is. You niggas don't be saying nothing. Nigga, thumbs up, thumbs down, so-so.
They said it look like I give a cut because I play all day.
Yeah.
And I be dancing and all that.
But in the bedroom, you don't play. You don't do that in the bedroom, do you?
Why? You don't get a camera.
You don't do that.
You don't know what I do.
But do you play? What I'm asking is, when you about to be serious with a nigga, are you goofy?
I'm a performer.
Goofy?
No, I would never be goofy when I'm doing it.
So what is performer? What does that mean?
As a performer, like I like to put on. Like I'm that girl. Like if I feel like this is, if I could not, and not saying being in a character, but I have to like, I'm a pleaser.
Role play.
Like I'm that girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot see that.
No one could see me doing anything because I'm always.
Something's happening on the table. Audio
is
going to take your ass.
And on top of that, like, Libras are freaky. So, women are. That
I'm an Aries, and giving head is hard.
Yeah. So I just like to, like, I like to please my dude. I don't do all that. I be thinking I'm in a music video.
What song?
It's like, every little thing is as if it's between me. Or like, what is it? What's the other one? I be picturing myself like I'm somewhere.
What's the most awkward moment in the bedroom you've ever had?
I've never had an awkward moment, babe.
Bitch, I've had too many.
No.
Awkward?
I've never, no. You, B, I'll tell you, I don't do, I have to be with the person.
I know, you've only had six bodies.
You only had six bodies. So for me, like, I can't do the aki-akis. Like, so if I'm with that person, like, they know me, we do what we got to do.
Sometimes things get awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had an awkward moment in the bedroom?
Of course.
What's your awkward moment?
chaos. I just had a few awkward moments. Things happen.
No, I never, I mean, I don't know. All my people's was just
some nothing.
Weird. Be. Yeah. Like, seriously, I don't know. I'm a performer. I like to put on, I like to make sure they leave and we go to bed and they get up in the morning and tap me again. That's just what it is. But I'm not having sex. It's been 4 years.
What?
It's been 4 years since I've sex, B.
You know, what's the Ten Commandments? One of the commandments is thou shalt not what?
Lie.
Yeah, so let's just speak the truth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's been 4 years.
Get it out.
It's been two.
Two what? Years or?
2 years.
God knows your heart.
He does.
Okay.
I'm going to be very honest. And this is for every, you know, every woman out there, every young girl. I haven't had sex in 4 years, right? March 9th is when I broke that. I was good until March 9th. A couple of months ago. What is it? Last month?
No.
Two
months ago.
April, May. About 3 months.
March 9th. And your dirty ass had the nerve to play with me.
Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. No, I love him. Yeah, I love him down. But we're friends. We're friends now. But I felt like that. I broke that. I was on a roll.
After 4 years, what made you break that? That's the longest time. The longest I ever been celibate was 2 years.
That was four. And March 9th, I looked at my
That's Biggie's birthday.
I looked at my Bible and I said, Jesus. I hate that. Oh. He texted me today. I'm like, where he went wrong. I'll tell you where he went wrong, eh? Sorry. But now we good friends. God. I love him.
Yeah, down. 4 years is a long time. I was celibate for 2. Have you ever been celibate?
A year. It was rough.
Girl, 4 years. It was rough. Coochie was closed.
Closed.
Now it's open. 7-Eleven.
No, it's back closed now.
For 2 weeks, because we had work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, y'all. Our opinion on the 85. Well, my opinion, date somebody that has the same beliefs as you and you won't have to
deal with
bullshit.
Chico.
If you want to be monogamous, date somebody who wants to be monogamous. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to get married, you shouldn't be dating somebody that don't want to walk down the aisle. If you are into poly.
Poly.
Toxicity. Date somebody that's on the same page as you.
I actually got a bell on that.
You did.
Yeah, and you
it was good.
It was good.
Joking word.
Okay, say the word.
Toxicity.
If you want to date somebody on that,
yeah,
then you should be that. I'm not manifesting negativity, okay? Yeah. No, I'm manifesting what I want. Just like you manifest a career, I manifest becoming a millionaire, I manifested everything else. You can manifest whatever you want in your love life. So if you want polyamory, manifest all that. But that's not what I want.
Yeah, I mean, like we said before, I mean, what's for you is for you. What God has to use for you. Keep going, keep striving.
Oh, bitch, why you didn't say all that when he was attacking my ass?
Yeah.
I was trying to
left us out here.
Mathematics. It was a lot of shit going on. But we're good, girl. Like you said, they told you who you were, and you know that's not you. Okay. They told me I give good head. They don't know my business. So they can't tell me if I give good head or not. They don't even know if I be punching it around or doing whatever. I don't know. They don't know my business because I ain't never do no homeboy. I ain't never do none of them niggas. But they don't know. They said her pasta ain't good. They ain't eat her pasta yet.
And something about an old man.
Where he at? Yeah.
Have you ever had a sugar daddy?
No, I have not.
Really?
But you know what's so funny is that every single person puts that on me and it's so annoying. It's like, oh, you have to have one. You have to have
one.
That. You can't have your own job.
I've never had a sugar daddy. I had an uncle that paid my, I called him uncle, and he helped me with my college tuition.
I had a sugar daddy, but I didn't do it to him. Thing. And he was not giving me a lot. $50.
Because you know when you go to a college, baby, you got to get that FAFSA. That financial aid don't kick in.
I needed that 50.
No, seriously.
Oh,
we have grown. No. We have evolved.
We
are business owners. We are entrepreneurs. We're bosses. I mean, and this is real raw and uncut. I think Breakfast Club has that ending.
Yes.
And I don't want
to stop
saying
that. Yes. Because I've already got sued for copyright infringement. Yeah.
Real raw and uncut conversations. That's Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Somebody says that, Vina, so you need to stop. Just say Women Are Wildin' Out podcast where we control the mic. It's written on the paper.
Yep.
It's not. That was the first day.
Oh.
Raise your glasses.
Shake your asses. Face screwed up like you have enough.
It's going to be the same quote I gave y'all the first day.
No, you need to give a different one.
No, because this resonates. A delay is never a denial. It goes far. let's go.
And manifest.
The life you want.
The life you want. What? That was the name of my book.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't say that.
I'm still in court about that.
Okay. Mm. And don't listen to Chico or Carlos. They wasn't talking, they wasn't saying, especially not about me. They don't know. I either be quiet, I'd be so quiet. I'm like, I ain't gonna know my tea. Know my business. Mm-hmm. I give you, I talk.
You saying so much now that they're gone.
Yeah.
I was so quiet. In that boxing ring by myself. Yep.
But let me tell
by
you
all this chitter chatter.
But let me tell you what I admire about you. Let me tell you what God. I admire about B. Simone.
What?
You held your motherfucking own. And I like your fucking style. You took that shit like a G. When them niggas told you wasn't shit, you said.
They were shit. Jumping me. And you watched from the sideline.
Yeah, you did.
And now that they're gone.
What did I say, though? I said she has the biggest motherfucking warehouse in LA.
That is false. You know?
You have an ice cream truck.
Yeah. It's not an ice cream truck. All of these facts, you're trying to take my back, and none of it is true.
You can listen to Chico and Carlos. Oh, I don't even know what they got going on. They do.
When these cameras go off, we're going to talk about our friendship.
Thank you, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Women of All That podcast. I am Pretty V.
I'm full of shit.
And I'm dating an old man.
Yeah. And they said I give good head, and they don't know my business at all.
Girl, I'm just saying that because you got one little head compliment. Girl!
She got wrong with it. I love that. I love who that
she said.
I cannot believe that.
Oh, my God.
So?
Okay, it's time to go to bed.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Pretty V, you guys. And thank you for tuning in, locking in. Subscribe, comment below, swipe up if you want to see more episodes from all of us. This is the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast. What they do, because I'm rocking with you. Let's go.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.